says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
Well, here we are. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me. Got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive. I wish I had all those things. I do have the wife and the kids. Don't have the dog. Don't have the four-wheel drive. Welcome to the show here tonight, folks. This is the Trump phenomenon. And I'm James Kelso. The show is live. We'll be going solo tonight. We'll have your phone calls to help out with the show. And this is what we're going to cover tonight is really big. Hold on to your chairs. The call-in number, if we can squeeze some calls in tonight, is 800-313-9443. And I won't leave you hanging. If you do call in, I'll put you on the air. 800-313-9443. And I'd like to stay focused tonight. The 45 minutes or so of actual airtime that you and I will be talking here in the next hour is, I don't know, it's certainly not sufficient to cover the story. I'm gonna play you quotes from Tom Fitton, Greg Jarrett, Sarah Carter, Sean Hannity, Newt Gingrich. Certainly those people. I'm gonna play it tonight. And this is material from their television appearances yesterday on Sean Hannity. And what all of them agree is the biggest story in our lifetimes. Now, this is something that's been breaking. New information came out today. More new information came out yesterday. And it is the biggest story in our lifetimes. It is the biggest scandal. Newt Gingrich, you'll hear his voice saying that this is the greatest crisis of the rule of law in American history. Now, none of these people are speaking hyperbolically. They're actually at a loss for words at how big this story is. And the stories are, number one, the utter corruption of the FBI at the top. That's a heck of a story right there. Not at the rank and file level, although Gingrich talks about the fact that the rot has gotten so bad that it has penetrated to the bureaucracy itself of the FBI, not beyond the political appointees. That's story number one. Story number two is we now know more about the Clinton Comey fix. That's the second story. And then there are other stories. Another story is Jeff Sessions himself. And I'm going to play a quote for you that will knock your socks off, where Newt Gingrich, a personal friend of Jeff Sessions, looks him in the eye on television. And I can't imagine that Jeff Sessions hasn't been shown this clip. He looks him in the eye and he basically says, Jeff Sessions, you prosecute these people now, or... let's see, what would be the or here? It verges on saying, you're the problem. That's how bad it is. And the question arises, I'll ask it in the course of tonight's show, do they have something on Jeff Sessions? Because both Hannity and Gingrich are nonplussed. Why is Sessions sitting on his hands? Why has he been sitting on his hands for months? Why is he essentially doing nothing? And one of the I've always thought he's a great guy because of his incredible patriotic position on immigration as senator from Alabama. But in any of these, in something as deep and as rotten and as nasty as this, you always have to allow for the possibility that people's lives are threatened, that they have something on you, that they are blackmailing you. And this possibility has to be considered in the case of Jeff Sessions. So let's get into these quotes. Let's start out with Tom Fitton. Here he is. He's the head of, these are all very important people. Sarah Carter, incredible reporter who's breaking this story. Tom Fitton, the head of Judicial Watch, incredible patriotic group that's uncovering. These are the people that have uncovered this story, folks. These are the, there are others. But thanks to these, to this handful of people that Sean Hannity has put on the airwaves, this story is breaking right now, the biggest in American history. Here's Tom Fitton and some of the others. Oh, good. What happened to my sound? Oh, how does this happen that we lose the sound? Let me just see here, folks. Let me try again. How did we lose the sound? I've got everything plugged in, as far as I know. Let me plug it in one more time. Hang on. Well, I should have checked my sound before I started the show. I thought I had. Hang on. This is the extemporaneous nature of what we're doing. Plug it all back in. Okay, it sounded like it initialized again there. Let's see if we got it. Thank you, Microsoft. Thank you, Windows. Let's see here. Let's go back to my timing, which is at 22:17. Here we go. I'll go back a little bit. Here it is. Okay. Hopefully it's going to play.
Exit question, yes or no question. Bigger than Watergate?
In so many different...
Okay, did you catch that? I blasted your ears for a second there. Let's go back. Exit question, bigger than Watergate. You're going to hear an answer from Tom Fitton, then Sarah Carter, then Greg Jarrett, and then Sean Hannity himself. One, two, three, four. Here they go.
Yes or no question. Bigger than Watergate?
In so many different ways, it is.
Sarah?
It's more pervasive.
Sarah?
Yes, I think so, and I agree with Greg.
Spying by the FBI, Justice Department, intelligence agencies on the political opponents of the administration of Barack Obama,
yes or
and Hillary
no.
Clinton, bigger than Watergate by far.
I say Watergate on steroids, human growth hormone, overdoses. Thank you both. This is serious.
All right, there you go. That's four real heavyweights there. Greg Jarrett, Sarah Carter, Tom Fitton, Sean Hannity. You heard what Tom Fitton said. Way bigger than Watergate. Let's go to the next one here. And what they're talking about is this is a new story, folks. Don't get dizzy from all the balls that are in the air. This is a new story. This story is that the FBI has gone bad. The FBI itself has gone bad. Now, I'm sure there are great people in there somewhere, and the truth of this story that's coming out is probably being leaked by these people, these good people. But the story here is that the FBI was acting as an agency, as an adjunct of the DNC, the Obama administration, politically, the Obama administration, and the Hillary Clinton campaign, and doing everything that the FBI could to destroy Donald Trump. Now, folks, that's the... if that is not rectified, that's doom for America. That's a police state. That's a KGB. The FBI will have become the KGB. Now, let's play another segment here. Now let's go to Newt Gingrich. What he said tonight or yesterday was amazing. And my respect for Gingrich goes up immensely. Whatever his flaws or sins of yesteryear may have been. Remember, he was the Speaker of the House. This is no small potatoes here. He's a major historian, a brilliant person. What he said here is breathtaking. And Sean Hannity feels it himself. Hannity, as soon as Gingrich opens his mouth, Hannity says sorry and silences himself. He realizes that history is being made in these statements by Newt Gingrich. Here he is. Here he is.
The FBI had done their job early enough that you probably would have had Bernie Sanders as the nominee because Hillary couldn't have survived the obvious news.
Well, the fix
about
was
how
in there
guilty
too.
She and her staff were.
When you talk about the Clintons, the fix was in there too. We now know. We know the fix was
right.
In.
So here's my point. You now have, and this is a very serious question for the Congress, and frankly, I think it puts an enormous amount of pressure on the Attorney General, because I think Attorney General Sessions has an absolute obligation to look at this information and begin to think about how they're going to prosecute Comey and how they're going to prosecute all of these other senior FBI agents who clearly, based on their text messages back and forth, and including, by the way, I think a great deal of his yet unreported guilt in terms of the chief deputy whose wife had gotten, I think, $900,000,
Andrew McCabe,
from the Democrats, and yet who was still engaged in all this. I mean, you have here a cesspool of corruption covering up for the Clintons in a way which I would have to say as a historian is unimaginable. I do not know of any point in American history where you have this level of a system of corruption. We've had occasional attorney generals. We had one under Harding. We had one under Grant. And you can go back and find individuals who were crooks. But this level of constant methodical undermining of the rule of law, people who thought it was their job to save America. I mean, you have, this is, when you're talking about law enforcement officials who decide they will impose their version on the American people, you're talking about something very scary and something which totally undermines the American system.
Mr. Speaker, I want to get into the specifics of this. This is very profound.
Okay, now let's jump forward a little bit. These statements, these words by Newt Gingrich, they are very profound. Listen to him again.
Can you define this as obstruction? Sorry.
Look, at every level, this is undermining our system of justice. It is violating the law. It's very likely all of these people will end up going to jail. But imagine that.
Did you hear that? It's very likely all of these people will end up going to jail. Who are all of these people? These are not small fry. Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, his girlfriend, Andrew McCabe, his wife, Jill McCabe, Sally Yates, Andrew Weissman, Robert Mueller, the whole kit and caboodle of them. That's what Newt Gingrich is talking about here. This is a bombshell. Here he goes.
The reverse had happened. Imagine that they had allowed the law to follow its natural course. Imagine that you'd gotten a report last summer, or the summer of 2016, by Director Comey saying, well, you know, it's likely that foreign agents did get to her accounts because of the way she'd handled them and the way she'd broken the rules. It is clear that she was guilty of gross negligence, which in fact is a technical term meaning that she had broken the law. And if he had said, therefore, I am recommending that she be prosecuted, I mean, you would have blown the whole campaign wide open at that point. You probably would have had Trump winning with 55 or 60% of the vote. You'd have had a shattering of the Democratic Party. All of this is I'll challenge anybody in our audience to find me a case where you have this kind of methodical corruption, this violation of the rule of law at this level of bureaucracy. Not the political appointees at the very top, but people who have spent their career who are sworn to uphold the law. And I think it's maybe the greatest crisis in terms of law and order and the rule of law in American history.
You heard it, folks. The greatest crisis in the terms of the rule of law in American history. There have been a lot of crises. The greatest. Let me play a little bit more for you here. I got these highlights for you. All right, let's go back to Gingrich.
The rule of law in jeopardy. Do we have...
Okay, let's go cut forward here to the next thing that Gingrich says. And boy, does he have a razor-sharp mind. I mean, he is... I thought Hannity had a sharp mind. Gingrich digests this and extracts the importance even better than Hannity. And Hannity defers to him. He knows it.
During the day today, as a report of a special arrangement that she had made to be able to take all this stuff away, even though
that was with the Obama administration,
in terms of security. With the Obama administration. So let me draw this into two parts for a second, Sean. Part one is Hillary and the entire gang from the foundation through her aides, et cetera. That's got to be reopened. Part two is the level of corruption and dishonesty in the FBI and the Justice Department. That's an entire new case. Both of these cases, I think the Congress has to insist, and frankly, Attorney General Sessions has to insist, that both of these are going to be pursued not as a matter of vengeance, not to go after people, but because the rule of law, the very base of the American system, requires that we take seriously when powerful people are corrupted. And you have both a Clinton corruption and a Comey FBI corruption. Those are two separate cases. They both have to be brought to light, and people have to be prosecuted.
I always thought that it was a mistake that Jeff Sessions recused himself here. And you got Rod Rosenstein.
Well, wait.
Okay.
Wait, he has not recused himself on any of this. He recused himself narrowly on the Russian investigation about whether or not the Trump campaign was involved. But as Attorney General, he's not recused on whether or not the FBI was corrupted, and he's not recused on whether or not the Clinton team was corrupted.
And I was specifically
told...
And he
has an absolute obligation.
Yeah, I agree with you. But he also didn't recuse himself on Uranium One or on the dossier, because, again, that came up later, too. You know,
Let me say this straight. Hmm? Let me say this straight for a second. Because I've known Jeff Sessions a long time.
Listen.
And I'll just say flatly, it's time for the Attorney General to step up to the plate and do his job. He has no excuse. As somebody who I know believes in the law, he has no excuse for hiding. He has to set up a Clinton investigation. He has to set up an FBI Justice Department investigation. This is his obligation under the law to enforce it and to protect the American people. And Jeff Sessions has nowhere to hide on this. He can't recuse himself. He can't say he's not involved. These two things are so profound that he has to take them head on, or he's frankly not doing his job.
I don't think I could say it any better. It's serious. We will stay on it. Interesting. Isn't it sad? Probably the biggest news story in our lifetime politically, and the news media in this country has basically ignored it, and they've been co-opted by a phony narrative, and that they are spreading lies and fake news for a year and being caught regularly at it. Last word.
Well, look, this is the beginning of the end of their world. If the Clintons go down as hard as I think they're going to, and if the corruption in the FBI goes down as hard as I think it's going to, then the elite media will have been more severely damaged than any time in the last 50 years.
Chilling. Mr. Speaker, we'll stay on it, I promise. This is a huge story.
You got it there, folks. We got the key quotes there. Just let it sink in. I'm still letting it sink in. What Newt Gingrich said. Sean Hannity, incredibly eloquent on the whole matter. And what a hero for exposing it, which he has done. Sean Hannity it needs to be awarded the highest medals America has. We'll take a break. We'll come back with some calls and this huge, biggest story of our lives. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. When a man could still work.
We're back, folks. Yes, and we'll continue with this story. We've got two callers hanging on the line, Tom in Florida and Scott in Arizona. We'll get to you, gentlemen. But let me just kind of, I'm going to spend the rest of the evening absorbing and reabsorbing what I heard from Sean Hannity and Tom Fitton and Newt Gingrich. And consider, folks, Newt Gingrich is a major figure in American history, a major figure in American government, as plugged in as you can get. Good friend of Jeff Sessions. Gingrich there in Georgia, I believe, Sessions in Alabama. And what you heard, if you can think back, remember what you heard Gingrich say. That is unprecedented. I've never heard a one man say to his friend on national television as strongly as Gingrich spoke. You heard the emphasis. He raised the volume. He put exclamation marks throughout his sentences. And he was, I mean, it was, this is tough talk, folks. He was calling Jeff Sessions a coward. That's hard to do between friends. He said, Jeff Sessions has nowhere to hide on this. And he's talking about, earlier he said, the greatest crisis of the rule of law in American history. Jeff Sessions is the head of law in America. And he's doing nothing. In fact, he's doing less than nothing. He's handing things over to Rod Rosenstein, the enemy. He's sitting on his hands. Andrew McCabe is, I believe, he is currently now the deputy. What is Andrew McCabe's position? He's still in the FBI. Donald Trump, back in July, tweeted, this is a tweet that he sent to Jeff Sessions. Let me find it. Here's a tweet from Donald Trump. Problem is that the acting head of the FBI and the person in charge of the Hillary investigation, Andrew McCabe, he was the head of the FBI at one point after Comey was fired. Andrew McCabe got $700,000 from Hillary for his wife. And then Trump says, and this is a July 26 tweet, 7:48 in the morning. Why didn't Attorney General Sessions replace acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe, a Comey friend who was in charge of the Clinton investigation, but got big dollars, $700,000, for his wife's political run from Hillary Clinton and her representatives? Drain the swamp. That's a desperate plea from the president to his attorney general. Do something. And there have been a number of such tweets from Donald Trump. So what's going on? That's what Gingrich is asking. Hannity's asking. The president is asking, what's going on, Mr. Sessions? Who's got your number? Who is blackmailing you? I can't explain it any other way. Can you? Jeff Sessions is a real smart guy. And he knows all these things that we're talking about on the air now. Jeff Sessions knows them in spades. He's in there. He's inside there. He's the attorney general. He undoubtedly knows a bunch of stuff that we don't know. It's got even more smoke coming off of it. And yet Rod Rosenstein is still in charge of Robert Mueller, who's still running his witch hunt. And this is all being used as a cover to hide. And that's what's happening. That's wrong. That's corrupt. That's a crime. And then what's not happening is also a crime, because as Newt Gingrich made it clear, it is your duty, Jeff Sessions, it's your obligation, your duty to prosecute. When you see a crime going on, you know of a crime, you have to prosecute it. First investigate, okay, fine. But he's not even investigating, let alone prosecuting. Hillary is not being investigated. The corruption in the FBI is not being investigated. Uranium One, not being investigated. Zip, nada, nothing. That puts Jeff Sessions in the position of committing a crime. Not acting when he's the attorney general is a crime. At least dereliction of duty. We got a break here. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first.
We're back, folks. Let the song play a little bit too long there because there's so much going on. I'm trying to organize it for you for the next our next minutes here of the show. Joel in Wisconsin has joined us. I'm going to very quickly fire through these phone calls, gentlemen, so I apologize for asking you to be brief.
Wait, to the Department of Justice here. Now preparing to hand over FBI agent Peter Strzok's anti-President Trump
hold
text
on,
messages as new details
down.
Are unfolding about his role in the Clinton email
this,
and Russia investigations.
Here. Oh, here we go. Okay, sorry. I've got so many tabs going, I don't know what to do. Let's go to Tom and John in Missouri just joined us. Let's go real quickly, gentlemen. Tom, Scott, Joel, then John. Tom, what's on your mind in Florida?
Hey, James, how you doing this evening? Yeah, James, first off, this breaking news with Hannity. The breaking news is this Lisa Bloom Weinstein's lawyer was trying to pay a woman $750,000 right before the election to say that he was groping her and all this. I guess that's what it's all about. Now that's pretty
yes, and Tom, that is Tom. Normally, that would be the bombshell of the year. That story, Lisa Bloom, Gloria Allred's daughter, buying off women with huge amounts of money, and who was offering that money? That's an interesting question. But guess what? We're gonna not touch on that story tonight. As huge as that is, it's dwarfed by this story that Gingrich calls the greatest crisis in law in American history. So we're gonna stick on this. But Tom, thank you for bringing that up. We'll certainly cover that tomorrow or the next night. We'll definitely cover that. Or Sunday, we'll cover that.
Sunday.
All right. Thank
James,
you.
Now I want to talk, James. James.
Yes.
Yeah, I want to say this. Trump's going to get his tax pass. It looks really good now because even Rubio is going to jump on board. That's a wonderful thing. The market's going to go to the absolute chain. You're going to see nothing like this in the history of our country. Donald Trump is, like I told you, he's going to go down as the greatest president this country's ever had. He just got to keep his nose clean, little off the tweet. But he's going to be the greatest president this country's probably ever had. And I'm telling you.
Beautiful, Tom. Beautiful update. Tom, beautiful update. Yes, let's go to Scott.
He cannot allow DACA. James.
Okay, Tom, you're adding logs to the fire. They're all good, but let's go to Scott in Arizona. Scott.
Yeah, did you ever consider, Jamie, did you ever consider Sessions with all the other state senior senators nationwide, the prison industrial complex collusion? Never ring a bell? A ding? Hello?
Well, what's your point? Of course I've considered that. I spent the last half of my life doing that.
Well, how deep is he in that?
Probably longer than you've been alive.
You know, he reminds me of Elmer Fudd, a do-nothing. I respected Jeff Sessions at one time.
Yes. Yes, he earned that respect.
I have no
respect
for him.
Ann Coulter.
Why can't we get to the bottom of this?
That's the question.
I don't like Hannity, but you know what? I appreciated that the way he delineated that chain of events and players.
Okay, now Scott, you raised some good points. And pardon me for interrupting. You've raised some good points. Let me address them. I know you respect Ann Coulter. Ann Coulter considered Jeff Sessions to be, along with Tom Cotton, the best American senator on the question of immigration. So he earned a lot of respect, Jeff Sessions did. And you saw him on the campaign trail giving great speeches introducing Donald Trump. So he was going up in my eyes. But this, I think it's very possible, Scott, you know, if people get blackmailed all the time, and just let your imagination run free how bad blackmail can be.
He's under somebody's
thumb. I think this is a distinct possibility. And now that people are asking that question, you can't function if people are asking that question. Jeff Sessions may have
a lot of payoff. He's made a lot of payoff over the years by colluding in regard to this prison industrial complex that pays a dollar nothing to these.
Well, hang on. I don't want to go there, Scott. Okay.
I don't want to
expand the topic. Yeah, Scott. Yeah, Scott, I don't want to. We've got too many logs on the fire right now. People can't stay focused. I don't want to add new topics. They're all good, all right?
The highest in my mind.
Yes, we got. Well, okay. But this one, Gingrich, I'll go with Gingrich. The greatest crisis in law in America.
Gingrich. I never did. He might have just to appease you.
Okay, Scott, here's another area. No, Scott, no, he's not appeasing. That was an incredibly heavy statement. That dwarfs anything you or I will ever say in our lives. That reached millions.
That's well and good, but let's look at his past.
Scott, please stay focused with me, okay? What Gingrich said is absolutely phenomenal. There's no ands, ifs, or buts. And Hannity, you said you don't like Hannity. Let me tell you, Hannity right now is saving your bacon and mine.
But
don't appreciate it by saying I don't like the guy.
Hannity and Gingrich, even a broken clock's right twice a day.
No. Okay, Scott, no. Come on, you're being too contemptuous
to
these guys. No, look at your past and mine. I didn't save our republic. Hannity and Gingrich are doing that with what they said tonight. Okay?
Don't
criticize guys. Look, Scott, be humble. Don't criticize guys who are doing 100, 1,000 times more for our future, for our kids, than either you or I are doing. Scott, I thank you very much. Good points, but don't be so cynical. All right, Joel in Wisconsin, you're next. Joel.
I agree with that last caller. This kind of corruption has been going on for 30 years. The Clinton Chronicles are over 25 years old. The FBI was involved. They actually created the bomb for the first World Trade Center bombing. They were in on the Waco and Randy Weaver thing, and people were trying to tell about the conspiracies back then, and Sean Hannity and Newt Gingrich and Rush Limbaugh were all poo-pooing them for being conspiracy nuts. Well, now
hang on, Joel.
Talking about conspiracies.
Okay, hang on, Joel. Let me clarify. Let me say this about that. What's changed here, you've got to appreciate it. So I'll appreciate the fact Sean Hannity has broken this story. Okay, not you, not me. Yes, we've been talking about these things for decades, okay, to no effect, with very little audience and no effect, all right? What's changed here, Joel, which you've got to appreciate, is that Hannity and these other people, Tom Fitton, there's another giant, okay? They have done the work, which we didn't do. We didn't do the work. They've done the work. They have got the evidence. They have these people exposed for the first time. This is the big break. And the so it's not a time to nitpick Sean Hannity or Newt Gingrich. What you just heard them say went out to all of America, all of the world, and it's devastating. What you and I say tonight is not going to have that effect. I'm right now simply echoing the incredible event of Hannity and Gingrich saying what they said yesterday on national television. And it's that challenge to Jeff Sessions. I could yell and jump up and down at Jeff Sessions till I turn blue, until I die. And Jeff Sessions would never even hear about it and wouldn't care about it if he did. But if Newt Gingrich does that on national television, man, I'll tell you what, Jeff Sessions is not going to sleep tonight because Newt Gingrich just lowered the boom on Jeff Sessions. And it takes somebody, it's the same thing that Trump did. It takes somebody who's, we've got to appreciate, Trump won the presidency. You know, he's saying some things that we've been saying for decades, but the important thing is he's the president. I'm not. Gingrich
right,
is a
I
former.
I appreciate yeah. that they're saying it now, but I don't appreciate that they didn't say it 25 years ago, and that's my
and
point.
That, okay, all right, Joel, you're right on all those questions, but I want to stay focused on what Sean Hannity and Gingrich, Tom Fitton, they all agree. It's the biggest political event of our lives. It's right up there with the election of Donald Trump himself. But this is such a big hurricane that's breaking right now that Donald Trump is probably not sleeping. He's probably watching this tape, listening to Gingrich and Hannity going, oh, my God. Realizing that the FBI is corrupt. The whole thing, you know, is
That's
corrupt.
That's nothing new, James. That's nothing
well,
new.
But what is new is that people, that somebody's got the goods. You and I could speculate or talk or say, you know, or back up Randy Weaver and, you know, and so on, et cetera. But it had no effect. This, they've got struck. They've got Lisa Page. They've got Andrew McCabe. They've got Sally Yates. They've got Andrew Weissman. They've got Robert Mueller. They've nailed them. They've got the documents. They've got the text messages. They have these people dead to right, and they're going to jail. If you and I and the rest of us can stick to it, put your nose to the grindstone and push, don't knock Hannity, don't knock Gingrich, don't this, that, and that from 20 years ago. Put your shoulder to the wheel, and we'll shove hard enough. If we have to shove Sessions out of the way, but we'll get these people prosecuted, get them in jail, as Gingrich predicted. And then what did he say? This is poetry. It bring eyes, tears to my eyes. He says, this is, what did he say? Where is it? Let me find it here. Yes, this is the beginning. This is Gingrich. This is the beginning of the end of their world. Holy
well,
mackerel.
So.
Yes, that's what you and I have been struggling for. And it's here right in front of us. And the guys delivering it, Hannity and Gingrich yesterday, and others, Tom Fitton, what a hero. So, Joel, go ahead, Joel. Last word, Joel.
The last two attorney generals were openly crooked, and probably the ones before that, too. And so nothing happened there. And if you don't get Sessions to do anything about it, nothing's going to happen. That's
exactly.
I'll let somebody else talk.
Peter, and Joel, I agree with everything you said. Same with Scott and Tom. My goal tonight is just to get people to appreciate, man, it's here. It's right here in front of us. This is the break. You know, this is the chance for us to drive this thing home. And it's true. Sessions, I like Gingrich's challenge. Jeff Sessions, you have nowhere to hide.
All right, I'll let somebody else talk.
All right. Thanks, Joel. Thank you, brother. John in Missouri, you're on the air.
Hi, James. I'm very happy with what I just heard. You know, but Jeff Sessions needs to leave.
Yeah, yes, I can. Unless he acts immediately, that's what Gingrich was saying. I mean, this is a friend of Jeff Sessions, looking him in the eye and saying, you know, Mr. Attorney General, you act now or you're the problem. And he's saying, exactly. You are the problem. You are the problem right now. This guy, Andrew McCabe.
The wheels of justice move very slowly. I mean, look how long it took to get Nixon out in the Watergate thing. That went on forever.
In this case, John, they're going to have to move really fast, and I'll tell you why. Right now, I'll bet you that every shredding machine in Washington, D.C. has smoke coming out of the trash can underneath it.
Can you imagine at the Clinton thing or the Clinton Foundation?
Yes.
Yeah. 120 degrees.
I'll tell you, at 120 degrees, man, there's shredding going on. So these people have to be rounded up quickly. It can't take a year Yeah, go ahead.
Exactly. I just hope to keep on going with it. I hope it doesn't stop. You know.
Yes.
I don't know what Jeff Sessions did. You know, I don't know what he's got, what he's hiding.
Well, just imagine. Yeah, but no, imagine the blackmail. You know, I mean, you know, you're not a student, and I'm not a student of blackmail. But you know, in your spare time, you can imagine how could people, you can blackmail on your children, your wives, your history, your past. Photographs can be used. You know, and it works.
Got a skeleton in their closet. There's no question about it. And I just hope Mr. Sessions. I kind of wish Donald would have never put him in AG. You know, because we wouldn't have had the whole Roy Moore thing. He'd still be senator. Everything would be fine. But that's hindsight.
Yeah,
I'm just happy they did what they did. Old Sean Hannity. I'm not a big fan of him either. But you know.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to cheerlead.
I do like Newt Gingrich.
Yeah, okay. And I'll tell you what, in the current news environment, and this is, by the way, is a test of us as a Patriot, the Patriot News Network, the Patriot media, okay? This is a real test for us. We've got to get this word out because Sean Hannity made the point. You heard him say it. This is amazing. The biggest story in our lives. And tomorrow, you're not going to hear anything about this from MSNBC, CNN. It's just what George Orwell wrote about in 1984. It's gone into the memory hole. And they're going to keep it in the memory hole, the shredder, the super shredder in the sky. And so it's going to be and the only person talking about it in a big way on the national media. This is all we got is Hannity. Now Ingram is very good, and Tucker Carlson is very good, and Lou Dobbs, very good. But they're not doing the original research. Hannity's doing the original research, and he's also somehow the people who are leaking this information, who are telling the truth, who are bringing these documents out. They're directing it to Hannity. They've realized they can trust Hannity, and that he'll talk about it on the air. So Hannity right now is an incredibly important conduit. He's the pipeline to this, to the inside of this corruption, to its exposure. And very, very incredibly important guy right now, and very, very brave. Because imagine, you know, it turns out apparently, he talked about it in this particular show, that the NSA is able to listen to every conversation, every text message, everything. They've got it all. And what the Obama administration did, they put in people at the top, they weaponized the FBI, and they were using that ability to look and read at everything, to blackmail, to destroy anybody they want to. And by the way, among the people that may need to get fitted out for a jail suit, Obama himself. Wouldn't bother me at all. And I'd like to have Sheriff Joe Arpaio to get his job back. And run a prison and have Obama in it and Mueller and Hillary, Andrew McCabe. And by the way, Andrew McCabe, I can't believe it. After all the dirt I've heard about Andrew McCabe and all the corruption, I believe it, he is still, I got to look at the paper here. He is the deputy director of the FBI right now. Christopher Wray was appointed by Donald Trump a short while ago to be the director. Who knows about him? But Andrew McCabe, who needs to be in jail, is actually the deputy director of the FBI as we speak.
These people have no shame. It used to be they kept this stuff hidden. They don't even care anymore. They stick it right out in the open. They don't even care. They think they're above the law. It's time for them to get a pair of Joe Arpaio's pink underwear.
Yes, the pink underwear. I love it. And the stale. Yes, the cheap hot dogs and the stale bread. Yes.
James, always a pleasure. I'm going to get off the phone. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you, John. All right. Let's go to Miles in, is it Maine, Miles?
Yes, Kelso, and I'd like to not be interrupted to make my point.
First of
all, one of the reasons this show is only palatable for me once in a while is because of the stuff you talk. It's ridiculous. We're supposed to grovel over Hannity and these guys, and both Scott and Joel were correct. If they had done what people who have been going to jail, being called conspiracy theorists, being called chastised, taken out of their everyday Joe lives for what they say, we would never be in this position. But they haven't done it for so long. Wait a minute. Let me finish. They haven't done it in so long, and now they come along like a guy pushing a piano off the 13th floor and then running downstairs and saying, uh-oh, get out of the way. And we're supposed to kiss their ass? Come on. What's wrong with you,
Miles? Okay. Miles, I'll tell you what. Everybody that agrees with you, stop listening to Hannity. Don't erase from your memory what you just heard from Newt Gingrich because you don't like these guys. So let's get them off the air. How about that, Miles? Get them off the air.
Well, I'm not saying. Well, see, you're taking it to the extreme, Kel, so I'm not saying it. But I'm not going to kiss people's ass that haven't done their job in the first place, or I'd be supporting this FBI. You understand?
So praising someone for the biggest breakthrough politically in your lifetime is you call that kissing the ass? Praising somebody is kissing it.
After all they've done negatively, I would more praise guys like John Stadtmiller, Michael Rivero, Robert Riebel than those people 7 days a week.
Miles, all right. I get your point.
Hannity's finally doing what he should have been doing for years.
Okay, I'll take that. Miles, I'll take that. Thank you for saying that. That is that. We'll leave it on that point. He is doing the right thing. That's the important point. Okay. All right. Thank you, Miles. Let's go to George in Texas. George, give us a piece of your mind.
Well, all I could say is what we're seeing right now is Jeff Sessions letting these criminals hang out longer than they're allowed to. And
yes,
this is why we got Judge Roy Moore being his seat stolen from him. Also got these prominent Democrats trying to pay off women to accuse the president of sexual assault. That's for allowing these criminals to hang out too long.
Yeah, and by the way, George, I would never think this is possible. This is a huge story. The Roy Moore campaign in Alabama, huge story. We built it up big on this show. It's now been pushed into the shadows. It's an important story, but this story, it really is the biggest story of our lifetimes. It's the end of the rule of law in America. The FBI had gone rotten at the top. And Gingrich, Hannity exposing it, the mystery of Jeff Sessions. We've got to find people with big cojones who can take this on. So Donald Trump's going to have to find somebody. Sessions is going to have to grow some, or Trump's going to who does have them is going to have to find somebody to act as attorney general who can go after and drain the swamp, clean it out. Who thought the swamp, Donald Trump didn't realize when he went into office, the swamp was included the FBI in a huge way. George, thank you very much. I wanted the audience to appreciate this. I believe RBN, let's give some praise to John Stadtmiller. RBN staff has blown through some breaks. That costs the network money. We've blown right through the breaks. Thank you, RBN staff. Thank you, John Stadtmiller. But And thank you for appreciating. This is the biggest story we've ever encountered. It's of the same order of magnitude as the Trump phenomenon, the election of Donald Trump itself. This is the biggest criminal enterprise in American history. George, your thought?
Well, I just say right now, people, let's get on our knees this weekend. Let's pray for Alabama. Let's pray for that corruption to be exposed and the voter fraud and the election fraud. Because I really think Roy Moore could still take this seat because the state, Secretary of State will not certify the election until after Christmas. So
yeah, yeah, we can keep our fingers crossed. There's definitely some possibility there, and yes, let's hope that goes that way. But meanwhile, folks, stay tuned. We'll see you again on Sunday. Again, a thank you to John Stadtmiller and the staff for letting us go out here on a Friday with we're not even running the ads. And they did that for you folks, recognizing how important this story is. We'll be back on it on Sunday. Let me tell you, between now, those 48 hours between now and Sunday, there is going to be a lot of news, a lot of development in this, because things are being unearthed. And there are good guys somewhere in the FBI, because this information is being leaked out. Good guys somewhere, probably at the risk of their lives, are leaking this information out. So let's tip our hats to those patriots inside our government. It's not A to Z. Every single person is a rotten egg. Let's thank goodness for those people who are leaking this information to Tom Fitton and to Sean Hannity and to others. Others who are devoting themselves at the risk of their lives to breaking this story. Well, let's see. We're going to run out of time here shortly. George, you still with me?
Yes, I am. I can say is we cannot allow the Jeff Sessions cannot allow these criminals to hang around any longer, wreaking havoc.
Yeah, exactly. There's never been a gun with so much. This is the evidence is unbelievable. These guys calling this guy Peter Strzok, he sent messages calling the Donald Trump's family the douchebags. I mean, Jeff Sessions, you can't leave these people in place. I think Strzok is still working for the FBI. I think he's still working there. So watch for it, folks, next week. And the other heroes we didn't mention tonight, Jim Jordan, Congressman of Ohio, what a titan House Judiciary Committee hearings. Trey Gowdy in South Carolina. Also, guys with big cojones who are men enough to take this on. Thanks, everybody, including all of you who disagreed with me. I love the debate, and you made good points. We'll see you all on Sunday. So long for now.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to
to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.